Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you.
7:15. It's that time of week. Our good friends Joe and Cindy Farini are back to chat with us about marriage, as they always do with My Marriage Matters. Thanks for coming back on the show, you two.
Thank you. Good morning.
And now you were doing your thing in the community doing My Marriage Matters, am I right?
Yes, we were. Thanks for bringing that up. Yes, we were at Living Hope Church on Saturday, and we had a small group of people there, about 42, I think someone counted. And so it was really nice to get to meet some people one-on-one and in a more intimate setting as to what we usually do. So it was really nice. So we appreciate that they had us come out and do that.
And we appreciate that you spend time connected to our morning show in the midst of that busyness, because I know you noticed as well that the Lord led us in the last week or so by His Spirit to talk a bit about, you know, families who struggle to care for the loved ones who are aging, ailing, or have special needs, and the uniqueness that situation provides us in our spiritual journey. But for you guys, you've lived this for almost 40 years now, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Well, and let me just say, too, you know, we're in two different places this morning, so usually we're pointing to each other so we know who goes next.
And Joe's trying to yield to his wife, obviously, so what a guy.
Yes, absolutely.
And I happen to be in Cincinnati, and I'm excited to spend some time with a college roommate. So Joe, why don't you go first on that one?
Absolutely. We know it is true that for the past 37 years, or well, we've been married 39 years, but the past 37 years, we've been taking care of our son, Joey, who is a special needs now adult. And he has a whole spectrum of different things going on for him. But, you know, during this time as well, there have been periods of time when we've had to care for parents who have passed away. Both of our parents are gone now, and we've had to deal with tragedy in our family, but you know, the reality, one of the biggest threats for all married couples, and especially as we're trying to pursue oneness in our marriages, is that all married couples will face, you know, to one degree or another, inevitable difficulties that will need to be confronted at some point in time in our marriages. And what we'll do, and I'll just continue rolling here, Cindy, because she's not pointing at me right now, so I'm just going to go ahead and talk about that. There are two primary failures that married couples will make when confronted with these inevitable difficulties. And the first one is that there is just a general failure to anticipate the certainty of these difficulties and these problems. And that statement really flows out of a saying that goes like this: the life is so hard because we expect it to be so easy. And I think we all can realize that life is difficult, life is hard, and there will be difficult times in all of our lives. And it is because of the certainty of these inevitable difficulties that you need to prepare yourself and your marriages for these difficulties. And the best way to prepare yourself is to be sure that, number one, your marriage is grounded in God's Word, the Bible, and that's just, it's founded upon the vows that you made to the Lord on your wedding day. In other words, you really need to build your marriage upon a strong foundation of the Lord and His Word. And if I can just go ahead, I'll just share the second primary failure that married couples face or do is that generally there's a failure to respond properly to these inevitable difficulties and problems. And we just need to understand that, you know, the potential devastating effects that these difficult times can have on our marriages, but we also need to understand that it is our response to these difficult times that will either drive us apart or they will bind us together. And again, after almost 39 years of being married, I can tell you that I'm so thankful that for the strong relationship that me and Cindy have for each other. But I also can assure you that that bond between the two of us, that was forged through the fires of difficult times. And then beyond that, we've learned to work through those struggles by working together in those situations.
Cindy, what kind of stresses do you think you and Joe faced early on after Joey was born that most wouldn't?
Well, you know, first of all, I do want to say that it was last week when you talked about this topic that I thought, when Janelle was sharing her story, just how unique each of our stories are and just how much effort you put into caring for a loved one. And I thought the story was really, it was really a beautiful story. And I've certainly talked with her before about it, but each situation is so different. You know, she cared for her dad through cancer. We're caring for Joey. We've cared for each of our four parents in different ways. And I think there's really, I kind of looked at four different things that strain the marriage. And I think one that we don't often think about is the financial strain. And I remember reading a study that a child with autism, which Joey does not have autism, but he does have some qualities that would sort of mimic that. But a family with a child with autism will probably spend over $1 million for that child on that child over the course of that child's lifetime.
Wow.
And I don't think that's something, you know, we have a child and we expect that by age 18, they're going to college and going to go be on their own. But when you have a child with special needs, that child becomes a part of your whole financial scheme too, not just for their life, you know, until they go get married and begin working, but all of their life. And so not just the financial strain, but also the physical strain. We don't have this so much with Joey because he is mobile, but anyone who's cared for someone who's ill and dying, I mean, there's that whole physical aspect of helping them to move, helping them to transport from a bed to a wheelchair. Or I have a friend that has two completely, totally 24/7 dependent little girls that they have to lift those girls. Well, those girls are now young teens and they have to have, you know, certain lifts to help them lift them because they're young ladies now. Mm-hmm. So we don't often think of some of those things until we're in the midst of it. And then just the emotional strain. I think there's a real wear and tear on your own personal self, but also as a couple. And I think Joe alluded to that we just really recognized how we had to take care of our marriage in the midst of also caring for somebody else.
So, you know, on top of this, what can couples do in the midst of all those strains and stresses in order to stay strong when they're in the midst of one of those seasons of life?
Well, one thing that I'll mention, then I'll let Joe go, is I think, you know, he mentioned, let's remember the for better or worse. We need to say to each other, we're in this to win it, you know, let's do this together. But also, if you are blessed to have family members who are helpful, because we've seen both sides of that. And when you have a family member or family members who are willing to help you, that's so important. And if there's one designated, if you will, helper to the parent or the child, to come alongside them instead of, you know, always having some comment of what they're not doing right. If there's one person in charge, let them be in charge and help them.
Oh, that's good advice. Yeah, let them be in charge. Stop battling. If they're the primary mm-hmm. caregiver, just be supportive, you're saying.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely. That's
right.
Good.
Yeah.
What else
so,
can couples
yeah.
do?
Well, these are very unique times when we really need to be leaning heavily on each other and work through these difficult times together. And as much as it's important to, when emergencies arise, to kind of make sure that one person knows exactly what to be doing, next steps, it's also important to know that you are our team, as Cindy said. And one encouragement I would give to folks at this time, and sometimes when you're going through the middle of this craziness in life, you don't really appreciate this, but one great encouragement is that what we have seen over the years is that successful marriages are those marriages that can work through these trials and difficulties. And these trials and difficulties can actually enhance that marriage over the long haul. Mm-hmm. But what we also have seen in less successful marriages, these same types of trials can actually become a source of constant struggle, bitterness, and division, and eventually weaken those marriages. But it doesn't have to be that way. You know, what we need to be doing is trusting in the Lord, and in reading from God's word and staying grounded upon his word for that encouragement. And all I can tell you is that these are times to really hold on tight to one another. And once you get through a couple of these difficult, you know, adjustments that need to be done, I always encourage folks just to look back and see what you accomplished. Look what happened. You got through this difficult time and you realize that when you do that, you realize that you actually took some simple steps to get you through those difficult times. And you begin, when you begin to encounter the next difficult thing, and there will be the next time, There's no escaping this.
Yeah.
You can begin to realize that you've been through this in the past. We can get through this now. Let's just follow the simple game plan, these set of blueprints that we've found to be very successful. And you can get through these difficult times. That's the most encouraging thing we can give people, to tell them that.
Now, we're almost out of time. So, Cindy, any final thoughts for us on this topic?
Yes, I think the one thing I would like to say is, you know, I'd want to encourage people who are going through this now, whether it's with an aging ill parent or a child with special needs or whatever their situation is, but treat that person the way you would want to be treated. I felt like that was a very key issue in anybody that I'm with, but especially with those that you're caring for a long time and sort of in the deep parts of caring for them. And I think, you know, your children are watching, your siblings are watching, your friends and family are watching. And I would hope that my children would treat me the way that I treated Joe's mom in particular, and my dad as he was getting sicker, and hopefully our son too. I hope that people will realize the value that each of those lives have and how important it is to really love them through it. Because in many cases, like in our Joey's case, he doesn't even realize what, you know, the efforts that we make on his behalf, but that doesn't matter. My job is still to do the best that I can for him. And I know that Joe feels the same way.
Amen.
Great stuff.
Amen.
Again this week from Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. Each week this half hour, they have great marriage advice for us. If folks want to submit a topic or learn more, how can they do that?
The best way would be to go on Facebook to My Marriage Matters. And we always have about 9 o'clock in the morning. We have something for the listeners there, Monday through Friday. I already posted the one for today because I'm going out with my friend and we're having fun. So it's already there if you want to go look. And then you can come to our website. And if you'd like to leave a message through the website, we can answer your questions there. We'd love to do that.
Thanks again, you guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.